Hey there. I've just been diving into Canaan's first quarter results for 2025, and honestly, it's a bit of a heartbreaker for the Bitcoin mining hardware sector. We're looking at a severe downturn here, highlighted by a pretty staggering net loss of $88.7 million. It really shows how tough things are getting for everyone in the space.
Yeah, it's definitely a serious situation. When we look under the hood, that deficit is primarily driven by a $25 million inventory write-down. On top of that, we're seeing a massive 75% quarter-over-quarter collapse in equipment sales. It's a clear signal that the market has shifted dramatically.
It really comes down to Bitcoin's price retreat, doesn't it? That's squeezing the life out of mining profitability. The daily value of hashing power, what we call hash price, has dropped, and you can really feel the pressure. It's just a tough environment for everyone involved right now.
Exactly. As those margins shrink, miners are having to make hard calls. They're delaying capital expenditures, halting fleet expansions, and shutting down less efficient operations. Naturally, that directly shrinks the demand for new mining rigs. It's a rational, albeit difficult, response to the current economics.
And that really highlights a fundamental truth about this industry that sometimes gets lost in the hype. Hardware manufacturers are tightly coupled to Bitcoin's market cycle. We're all riding the same wave, and when the tide goes out, everyone feels it.
That's right. When prices fall, inventory rapidly depreciates, and order books dry up almost overnight. It's a harsh reality check for manufacturers who might have been geared up for a bull market.
So, how do they survive this contraction? I think it's all about being strategic and adaptable. Manufacturers need to scale back production, offer flexible financing to help their customers, and really prioritize energy-efficient hardware that can stay profitable even when Bitcoin prices are lower. There's even talk of diversifying into adjacent markets like AI computing, which could be a real lifeline.
Speaking of adjustments, Canaan's $25 million inventory write-down is financially painful, no doubt. But from a serious accounting perspective, it represents a necessary reset. It aligns their balance sheet with current market realities, which is crucial for long-term stability.
Ultimately, Canaan's Q1 performance serves as a broader industry warning. It's a reminder that we need to stay grounded. The crypto mining sector remains highly cyclical, with those rapid expansions during bull markets inevitably followed by sharp contractions like this.
Moving forward, industry resilience will depend on a few key factors: Bitcoin's price trajectory, manufacturers' ability to innovate and adapt, and a collective shift toward financial discipline and operational efficiency. For investors and operators, the current environment demands caution, strategic flexibility, and a clear understanding that mining fortunes are inextricably linked to cryptocurrency market dynamics.